Psalm 17, the prayer that refuses to let lies be the last word. Psalm 17 is not a vague cry for help. It is a courtroom prayer. David opens with legal language, hear a just cause, give ear, from lips free of deceit. New International Version. In the ancient world, courts were not private matters. A verdict restored honour in public. David is asking God to do what human systems often cannot, to make truth visible. Notice what David dares to request. Though you probe my heart, you will find that I have planned no evil. New International Version. This is not sinless bragging. John Calvin read such claims as integrity, not perfection, an undivided heart that refuses to weaponize the tongue. David is pleading, in effect, let my life be examined in daylight. That is a terrifying prayer for anyone who relies on curated appearances, yet it is also liberating. God's judgment is not mainly to crush, but to clarify. Keep me as the apple of your eye. The Hebrew word behind apple is ishon, which can mean little man, the tiny reflection of a person in the pupil. David is praying, make me the reflection you guard. This is not sentimentality. It is covenant intimacy. In Deuteronomy 32.10, Israel is called the apple of his eye in the wilderness, protected where survival was fragile and enemies were close. Then David adds temple imagery. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. New International Version. Western readers often picture a gentle bird, but Israel also knew wings overshadowing the mercy seat, cherubim carved above the ark. To ask for God's wings is to ask to be brought near the place where atonement speaks louder than accusation. The sharp contrast of two portions. Like yesterday's Psalm 16, Psalm 17 turns on the question of portion. David describes men of this world whose reward is in this life. New International Version. Their hunger is not only for wealth, it is for a world where the strong get to define reality. They are satisfied with full barns and empty souls. And they can still be violent. David's satisfaction is different. When I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness. New International Version. Augustine heard resurrection in that line, not mere survival, but the day when God's face becomes the final verdict. The end of the psalm does not say, when my circumstances improve, but when I awake. The deepest rescue is not escape from enemies. It is being remade into the image that can endure God's presence. Cross-references for meditation. Deuteronomy 32:10, Ruth 2:12, Psalm 36:9 and 7, Philippians 3:19-20, 1 John 3:2, 1 Peter 2:23. Fitting him under his wings. Fanny Crosby. Prayer. Lord, bring my life into your light without fear. Guard me as the reflection in your eye. Hide me where mercy speaks. Rescue me from the world's false satisfactions. And teach my heart to wait for the day when I awake to your likeness. Through Jesus Christ, the truly innocent one who entrusted himself to you. Amen.